And welcome to the Learn to Fly program. And today I want to get you excited about this program and also about the importance of building a website. And why would that even be important? You know, you're talking about building community and getting around the fire and teaching daily workshops and those types of things. So why would it be important to know how to have a website? So that's what we're going to cover today. But one of the things that I've agreed upon with the wind is that in order to make this a sacred practice, I'm just going to invite the wind in here for this experience today. All right. The spiritual component of the Community University is about what's going to make this program different and make any project that you're working on this year, if you join us, soar. And you might be watching this a year from now or 2 years from now, but I've been watching and going back to my teachings from 2012. And one thing that I've learned is that certain things, while certain things have moved faster and certain things have gone forward, certain things have not changed. And I just realized that I wasn't in focus. And that's one of the things that has changed is the capacity of having video and video editing. So that's one thing, is if you're gonna get out on lives and practice, you know, one of the things I often do is open my Zoom account and look to see how I'm looking. Clearly I didn't look at what was on the edges of my screen. I was more looking at and not my hair either. Okay, so we're gonna have fun. Anyway, so today we're gonna talk about a more serious subject, which is websites. And we opened our sacred space because, as I said, this is what's gonna make this program different. And the topics for today's talk is, why is community important now? You know, how I became a Hay House author. And one thing that has to do is that when I sent in my book proposal, I had a website. I had a website that people visited. I had a website that was professionally done. And before the book launched, I paid somebody to brand me and to redesign my website, which is an expense that I was willing to make at that point. But it's websites don't have to be costly anymore. Websites can be as simple as 5 pages that you put up that you just learn how to navigate, and it's becoming simpler and simpler. We're going to talk about why masterminds haven't worked or don't work, the nature of community, how adding the self-mastery and the wind part is going to create a natural paradigm shift in your life, and oops, I forgot to change that, but blocks are your allies. But we were gonna go beyond the block today and do a little visioning about what we want to look like on our worldwide presence. Okay. And I talk about something that happens in a group, and it happens on your tongue. I'm a chef, so this term is kind of the other taste sensation. There's the bitter, the sweet, the salty, the sour. And then there's this one called umami, which is this, it's kind of a savory taste, but something savory happens when we have groups. And what happens is, I remember back to a time when I was hiking in Peru and I'd climbed my Machu Picchu the day before and I was really sore. And all of a sudden here we're getting on this track to Salkantay, and the first mountain hits me and I was like out of steam. And one of the group leaders gave me a little energetic tug up that hill. And what I've come to know now is that the winds have our backs and the winds can give us the same kind of push as we need it. Oh, I think I have the wrong slideshow here. Okay, this is what's going on. I did create a new slideshow for today. Here we go. Do I start again? All right, again, so you get to see that technical things don't have to be perfect, and you can catch yourself, you can stop. People, especially with live things, people are a little more generous these days. So we already opened Sacred Space. All right, here we go. The topics for today's lecture are the importance of community now, why websites are important, why most masterminds don't work, website components, building blocks, building your authentic brand, visual brand exercise, and the Community University. So let's talk about how I built my tribe first, because when I sent my resume over to Hay House, which is basically, you know, a proposal, I had a book idea, and I was basically, you know, you write a book, but that's not really what gets you a book contract anymore. And we're later in this Community University, we're going to have Stephanie Gunning come and talk about, you know, self-publishing used to be a poo-poo, but now it's more 100,000 books a month get put on Amazon. So clearly people are self-publishing books. And what other publishers are doing differently is that they're a great platform to get your book out around the world into bookstores and those types of things, but that's not the only way to do it. But one thing that they, as much as they're looking for a really novel new idea, which the Winds of Spirits haven't been on this planet for 10,000 years, they were looking at my platform. And what does that mean? That means my website, my social media. Do I send out emails? What is the platform? What is my tribe? How is my community? So for those of you who are thinking you're writing the next greatest book, community is still key, because you could write the best book in the world, but trust me, if I wasn't out there every day, I do one thing to move forward, and every day I think about, okay, how am I going to get this book in the hands of 10 more people, 20 more people, 100 more people? And that's a constant ongoing process. And the February 6th is the book's been out for a year. And how many books have I sold? I don't know. Halfway through the year, I'd sold over a couple thousand books and a couple thousand Kindles. And, you know, that's okay. That's a lot, because I guess most self-published authors sell 500 books in their life, and that's good. However, the publishers want 7,000, 10,000, 15,000, 20,000. The good news for Winds of Spirit is that it's an evergreen book. What does that mean? It's like the runes. In 20 years, it will be just as purposeful as it is this very day. So my guess is this is going to be on the bookshelves for a long time to come. Therefore, I need to update my website often. Okay, so I have guides. You can go back and listen to the first class about the introduction to community building and get some of this information about this, because we're getting back to the idea of why some groups don't work and why some groups work. And one of the things is we think that the program should do it, or we have these ideas put upon the universe, like I only want my book traditionally published. Well, that could keep you from really building your tribe if that was the building block that was keeping you stuck, because you still need to do these other things like build your platform, get your web design, all of these things. So some of these masterminds, the people getting rich are the people doing the masterminds themselves, teaching you how they made money. And that's kind of what I'm doing, but I'm also showing you step by step how you can do it. Like today we're looking at websites, but I'm not going to do the work for you. Nobody's going to do the work for you. You have to grow with each new step. So when I say websites and you cringe, I could never do that, it's not possible, they cost a lot of money, all of those things are blocks, and those are resistances, and those are places that keep you stuck, so you can't even think about going to the next level. So one of the great things about this program is that we're going to do wind exercises and rattle exercises and drumming programs, and people are going to teach other energetic techniques that they've learned to overcome these stumbling blocks. blocks that keep you back can be your greatest ally when you have the wind at your back. We need to build our tribes. It's time. And even locally, I don't know about you, but when I'm looking for somebody to come change my lock set or build a cabinet, I go online. So your presence online is just important if you want to do local, whether it's meetups or teaching or retreats. We need to be able to find you and know exactly what you do in less than a few, under 30 seconds, because that's what people will give you when they land on your website to see if you're the right fit for them. And what goes into that, well, we'll talk about that. The reason in 7 or 8 years ago, I was teaching business classes to holistic practitioners, and the talk about websites was just as prevalent then as it is today. And my guess is it will continue to be prevalent unless for some reason the whole World Wide Web goes down. And green juice time. Think of it this way. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. That's the school playground. That's where everyone goes to gather. But think about when you were in high school or college, you didn't know the whole college. You had a group of friends. Well, a website is akin to that because it's inviting people into your playground, into your backyard, so that once you have them over interested in what you've got going on your website, then you can invite them to give you their email addresses by some clever techniques, which we'll talk about today. It gives you credibility. If I'm looking for somebody to do my roof, I'm going to look to see if they have a website. I'm going to look to see if they've got reviews on Yelp. I'm going to look a few places before I plunk down $6,000 or $8,000, $10,000, $12,000, but I'm going to make sure that they have a web presence. And thing about that, our consumers are more informed than ever. 20 years ago, when 10 years ago, you went into to buy a car and you'd like bring your fiercest uncle or husband or a girlfriend, whoever knew about negotiating with these car dealers. That's not the way we go anymore. Now we'll like go on cars.com and all these other places to find out who's got the car, who's got the best price on the car, blah, blah, blah. And we will go into there knowing what we can deal with the car dealer. So it's also, so say you want some high-end coaching. So you go say to my website and look, oh my God, she charges $4,000 for her 12-week program. And then you go look at somebody else's website and they're charging $4,000. At least my website looks like that I deserve that kind of money. One good reason to join this community university is because I have an awesome deal on coaching, one-on-one coaching during these processes. So people are more informed. If you're serious about building a tribe or a business, people need to be able to find you. Even if you're going to lead seasonal fire ceremonies, people need a place to find you. So it could be a one-page AWeber landing page that you need. You don't need much, but you need something. You get to control the information people see about you. As I said, I spent a good deal of money last year on branding. And, you know, now I'm like the branding police, or I try to be, with that my emails have the same coloring, that my website, whenever I add a page, sticks in that color platform, that the lettering, that I stick to those three or four fonts that I chose. Because like you know, Coca-Cola or Nike, you see their brand logos and you know right exactly who it is. One of the things that I just offered on the Community University Free Lending Library is a branding quiz to find out what your brand archetype is, and also a 5-module program that I created in 2012 about my version of a brand archetype, which is very different than the one, the test that we gave you. But the idea is what is it that you want your ideal clients to feel about you? A website is affordable advertising. I just built a website for the Shaman's Cave, and I think for like under $400, Sandra and I now have, we have our web domains, we paid for the website for the year, we have some social media tied into it, and really, literally, I spent 40 or 50 hours building our website, but it really literally cost us each $225. Websites have become so easy to update, so when you want to build it, you don't want somebody to build it in some HTML code that you don't understand. That is, HTML is a coding that we use on web, but they've come, I'm going to show you later something that is actually a build in the front of the house. So you pull in the pictures you want, you can see right where they're going, the text, the way it looks, all of that is now accessible. And in WordPress, which are considered more stable type web designs, or you can go to Wix or whatever, but I prefer WordPress because it gives me 100% of the control for updating, building, and, you know, so I can change it as I need to. So website basics, what do they need? They need a few simple pages. They need to be simple. There's nothing worse than trying to figure out your way through somebody's website. You want easy to read content. Remember, people are going to be at your website anywhere from 16 seconds to a minute and a half. They need to gather up who you are, what you're all about, what you're offering, and they need to be able to find the information that they're looking for, or they will be on to the next person's website quickly. Up to date. If a website hasn't been updated since 2012, people are going to get there and think, oh, this is just old. They're not concerned about their business. They're not keeping up on it. And it has to have a way of collecting emails. And the other thing about collecting emails is, great, you have a sign-up box, but do you know how many people actually took advantage of your sign-up box and your offer? Like, I've had some things like my vision board opt-in. It's my vision board class has been shared like 47,000 times on the internet, and it's gotten thousands of email signups. And what I'd like to say about my vision board class was, originally, the first time I did the vision board class, there was one person on the call. I recorded it anyway, and it's become like a staple on my website for gathering emails and finding out who's interested in my work. And then we want the links to the social media. So one of the things that we're going to do is, some of the people who have already joined the Soul University, they shared their websites on the Win Mastery page, which is a private Facebook group where people are going to encourage each other on, give honest feedback, but then support each other as they move through the process of really getting themselves organized to build their tribes, to double their incomes, to create the life that they've always dreamed of. And we do it in a supportive small group setting where I suspect it will grow over the course of the years, because people who join the Win Mastery page now are going to get to stay there, because that's one of the things that I've committed to, and it'll continue to grow. And, you know, if it no longer suits you, you can drop it, but hopefully we're going to keep our content relevant for years. So one of the first websites that I looked at this morning was Elizabeth. So what can you tell right away when you look at Elizabeth's website? Well, first of all, so her page has something to do about cooking. And the picture on the left, well, first let me tell you a little more about what I see. I look at the pots and pans, and being a chef, I can spot this really well, that she's working with really nice high-end pots and pans. The kitchen that she's in is really a nice kitchen. She's got a nice smile on her face, which means she probably likes doing what she's doing. The food looks fresh. So my guess is she's doing fresh market cooking. And then I read through her thing, and I see she's a private chef in Palm Beach and Martha's Vineyard, which are both very high ticket places. So most likely you'd call Elizabeth if you were looking for a private chef who was a little bit probably on the higher end cost-wise. And that shows in this whole thing. The one thing that I noticed about her website was that the banner, which is the top piece, this whole piece here is called the top of the fold. So this is the part, this top of the fold here is on the left here is what people see when they come to your website. And you should check it not only on the computer, and I meant to do this, but on the phone and on the iPad too. And that's what's really great about this new Divi platform of WordPress that I'm using. It actually has the computer version, the iPad version, and the phone version. So you can see what your website looks like in real time on everyone's gadget. So what I see here on the left-hand side in this banner, and it can be tweaked pretty easily, is that it covers her face. And I want to see who's cooking my food. But the food would have enticed me to scroll down the page and look. So then we have Bridget. What do you see about Bridget? What do you see right about Bridget? And I think when I look at Bridget's page, I think, okay, well, somebody told her she needed a website and it has not been her top priority yet. But it gives her a place to send people on a business card so they can read her writing, they can schedule an appointment, they can see what other people say about her, and that if they were on Google, they could follow her, although I'm not sure if I heard that some of that platform was kind of going away. But, oh, and that she's a clarity coach, but I don't know what a clarity coach is, so I would have to really know a little bit more before I dove in too deep. The other thing is if you go back to Elizabeth, and I'm not comparing these for any other reason than just for information, you can see that would you be expecting, I probably wouldn't think that Bridget was as a high ticket item as Elizabeth, just by the nature of the look of this, okay? Because it looks like probably one of the old WordPress free websites or something like that that you could customize. Bridget, we're going to work on your website this year. Okay, we have another one, and it's called The Six Dimensions of Healing. And one of the things that I'm first struck about here is I really like this. I like the logo. I like the look. I like the feel of all of this. I don't necessarily think that this, I'm not sure this mood map kind of tells me what's going on, but I guess we're climbing up, we're elevating ourselves. So I guess it's that. But one of the things that I noticed about this website, which you could go over and see the sixdimensionofhealing.com, is that the banners, and she's already told me that this one's in process. This is her new website. So is that there are these banners. There's all these bells and whistles now you can do with a website, like with moving banners and stuff. But trust me, if it's moving and people don't get the information that they need right away, they're going to be going on. So my thing is why not have, you know, one good banner that you feel comfortable with, and then putting some of your bells and whistles in other places once you've already got people engaged. Okay. But you see, we've taken it a step up from here. We're getting a banner. It looks great. Clearly, she's got a brand and a logo, and we can see clearly right across the top what she's offering us. What feelings does this website invoke for you? So the Awakening Life, my question is it a magazine? Is it that there's an entire world within me, within and around me? Are you ready to explore what that might be? I might be, but I happen to know this is about somebody, and I would really rather see them up top here for this particular one, because I think really what's for sale is some of the services they're offering and themselves as a teacher. Now, that's a little different from here, where we know that she's got a whole book that this is built around. Well, you don't know this, but I do, that it's built around her book. And would you be able to tell that? Huh. See, my suggestion is you might put book right on the top, the sixth dimension of book, a workbook that's going to change your reality and change your life, and this is the visual piece that goes along with it. Right here, I'm not quite exactly sure what she's got going on yet. I do love this picture, and I hope that it's used somewhere else or integrated with a photo of her But that's just that's my preference. Now, this is probably of these websites one that somebody has spent a few dollars on. I can tell that. Look at it, it's got the email sign up box we were talking about. And we've got, she wants us to show your true colors and be yourself. And again, you see where this is about Jeannie Work With Me Retreat Store blog. Now, I know a little bit more because these people are already joining into the community university and they're over in the Wind Mastery group. So I love these colors over here, but I think they detract from everything else on the page for me, because I know that one of the things Jeannie's really trying to build this year is her retreats. So I would be more wanting to see a colorful retreat. And I don't know what that would look like with a colorful background or something like that in the banner. And the free gift here, spiritual tools with powerful words. I don't know what that is. I just don't know. It's not a strong enough to give me to give you my email. I don't know if I did give you my email or not. I should. But I don't think I did, because I didn't really know what I was getting and I didn't want to be on one more list. So it has to be a compelling enough offer now that everybody has a send me a gift type of thing. What is it going to be? And those of you who create free classes, after a while, or paid classes, after a while, those become your free gifts. Or like I said, that vision board one, or I give away win cards, because I know eventually you're going to want the book and the nice, hardy, hefty-duty win cards to go with it. She does have her Facebook and all of her links over here. I've kind of moved away from that right in that part of the top of the banner for me, only because I want people to stay on my website for more than a minute or two, although if they do get over to the Facebook stuff. The other thing that I've noticed now on websites is that these buttons don't have to be, again, you're advertising for Facebook with these buttons. I mean, we're advertising for Facebook, all of those, but you could have it more integrated, because this pulls away with this and I don't get to the middle of this. That's just my first impression. We're going to be working with web design and stuff to get people. You can't, if you want people at your retreat and they're only going to be on your website for 30 seconds, show them a retreat. All right. So here is the front page of my website, which I just changed this morning, because what did I say? We have to update it. And so I was selling last month to sign up for the free Learn to Fly Self-Mastery Through Wind Mastery class. So that was what you got. And then I have this, a Wind Power Your Dream Sacred Journey Garden Meditation. And that seems to be something that people like. So I see that I get pretty consistent signups. And then I have a pop-up after you've been on my website for 30 seconds or before you leave it or whatever. A pet peeve of mine is pop-ups that show up when I'm reading your content right off the bat, because then you've lost me to sign me up. And then also the ones that pop up continually while I'm on your website. I have my settings that once you choose once not to do it, you're home free and you can look around and there's three or four other more less conspicuous ways to sign up. What I was talking about is that this easy to build template. So I've got turned on to Divi this year by my brand and web designer. And at first it was like a whole new world for me. And it was like, oh no, because there were these boxes and I'll show you in a minute what they look like. Or, no, I'm not even going to confuse you. But one of the things is that these little settings, I click open here and I can control the picture. I click open here. I can control the text. I can save it. I can actually build this website as I look at it. So one of the things that I've been building is the Community University course library. And lucky for you, I know where I'm going with my thing, and we'll talk about that in a minute, but like I put on some free content, like building your authentic business brand. I taught this class in 2012, and when I listened to it the other day, I'm there, holy, holy begoli, those are still just as applicable today as they were then. So I decided, well, that's a good place. I'm gonna give that away for free. And then the Learn to Fly will be a membership access. But let's just talk about building your website. So say, okay, Renee, you got me a little bit enthused. Maybe I'll join your Soulpreneur class. It's a membership site. It's $44 a month. You get a teaching weekly, basically, and one healing work, one business application. One of the people in the Windmaster group is going to present some of their own information. And then there's going to be a weekly check-in. So 4 touch points a month. So if you have a website you want to build this spring season, come on over and join us. And if you need extra coaching, extra guidance, there's an up level for that as well. So so one of the things when you're going to ask yourself about your website is, what's my goal and what's my purpose? What's my budget? I mean, my last website cost me close to $10,000. My first website cost me $2,500. And what did I say? The one that I just built for Sandra and I cost $450. It's time or money. So if you have more time because your business is just starting out, by all means, you can save money, learn. I shared on the Win Mastery Wall, which I'm going to be sharing places, sharing things that people can use, like Canva. And I'm going to have my virtual assistant come on and talk about how to use Canva for beginners, because I use Photoshop. And I learned Photoshop when I was going to graphic design school, when I was changing careers. I didn't know that it was going to be probably a tool that I'd be using daily at the time. Who is building it? So are you building it or somebody else is building it? What's your content map? And that's like over here, like, what are you seeing? What are you visualizing? Where from the homepage, where do people have to go? And every time they click, that's a new page. All right. So this is kind of your vision map, your design. I've shared on one of the free things in the brand class is a brand archetype quiz you can give for yourself. Then you have to test it, you tweak it, you test it, you tweak it, you test it, you tweak it. When you finally have a good product, then you start to share it. And then you keep it updated. Like, I'm in my website probably almost on a daily basis. You might not need to go there about a week, a month, who knows? Because you can even post your blogs now from your phone. So Community University, and why now? Well, you know, one of the things is that I walk into two worlds. I walk into the healer's world and I walk in the business world. I'm giving back. Because we're standing on a precipice here, and we're at the best and the worst of our times. We have instant access to people worldwide, and yet we're more isolated in our communities than ever. So by 2020, women over 50 are going to be the greatest percentage that make up the underemployed workforce. So women, get going, build your websites. Let's figure out what it is your soul's crying to do. Empower that vision and get building your backyard, your website, your playground. All right. And so this is this community university is going to be self-mastery and building community all in the same time. Now, community can mean a number of different things. It's a collection of people or animals who are interacting in the same environment. Well, if you're having a fire ceremony, that's the same environment. It exists everywhere in nature, and it's that interaction between you and the other that creates the community. It provides a sense of belonging, and like our Win Clan, people feel connected when they share and engage in other people. During the Winter IM Symposium, 200 people had altars and were sharing about that. I don't know about you, but I felt connected to a community. So you wonder if you're a community leader or not. Do you volunteer? Are you building a strong and vibrant community for a volunteer project, your kids' project at school, whatever it is? You are a healer, a teacher, a yoga instructor. You're building a community around your product and service. For example, that sixth dimension of healing. She wrote a book, and she's trying to build her community around that book. If you build a product manager, you want to build buzz. So you could even be just doing one thing that you want to build a buzz around. If you want some viral marketing, if you're an activist, if you want to get people excited about your cause. So if you raise your hand, then tag your it, and let's all say out loud, I am a community leader. I am a community leader. I am a community leader. And there's an exercise in the first introductory to this community university that will help you if you didn't believe that. Are you tugging at your life? Are you trying to pull against the wind? I'm inviting you to invite the winds of spirit into your life to help you first in self-mastery and help you work towards anything you want to achieve. So let's just close our eyes for a minute and just to imagine that you are a community leader. You're stepping into that place as a community. What is the presence you want to invite out to the world? So let's call upon Eurus, the East Wind, to give you an idea of what it is you want to build. What seeds did you put into hibernation that are germinating for when the time is right, the seeds will grow? Let's ask Eurus what one thing that you should build that you might put your attention to build this year. So close your eyes and get into your body. And so the first wind breath, and I really want you to connect deep into the roots of the earth. And on the second wind breath in, let's invite Eurus, the East Wind, the wind of the memories, past, present, and future, ideas, beliefs, thoughts, to come in and see if there's any limiting thoughts you have about this vision for 2019 first. And what's the first thought that popped into your head? The one for me is, oh my God, how much work is it going to take to build this community and get people on board? You know, because we all think like, okay, all right, I got this idea. Everyone's just going to jump on the train because by golly, they should. But, you know, it takes prodding because of all of the limiting beliefs that other people have. So let's ask Eurus to give us a new idea. What would my new idea be? Before I even started to blow the wind whistle, Yura said, the people who are ready are gonna come. And you won't be pulling, you won't be dragging those other people who want to either stay in their poverty conscious, people who don't think they have what it takes, who aren't willing to be willing. I'm not dragging those people along. And the 25, 30, 40, 50 people that do hop on the wind, to get on this magic carpet wind ride are going to thrive in 2019. So let's put that, we're going to put that back into hibernating and it's germinating. And the seeds are going to continue to grow for this as the timing is right. So Eurus is going to come down, fill us up, and put an energy bubble around us so those other thoughts, those other people and their ideas don't bounce, can bounce off us, and that we can stay and germinate this seed for the vision to build a big, strong community university here. Wow, I found this membrane, this thick membrane being like a thick skin being put around me so that I can be thick skinned in this and be right here as the professor of this program that I want to be. So community university, check out that. We're going to be a seasonal school where you can join anytime during the year, but our content is going to be organized around the season. So in the East, we're going to be working with our mind, building new ideas, getting our platform ready to launch. In the summer months, we're going to be actually working with weeding and tending and pulling out what isn't working, tweaking what is working. In the fall, we're going to really be starting to harvest this. Next winter, we're going to be looking to see if what we have planted grows corn. Because one time I tried to drag a holistic network around for many, many years, and I wasn't getting the community buy-in that I needed in order to make it successful. Before I even launched this program, I had 10 people signed up. So I know that this has community buy-in, and let's see where we can go with it. Maybe next year there'll be 100 people signed up. But if you can join during the year, you can join right now, you can join for a month, but I'm asking for a 3-month commitment, because how will you know? How will you know if you can grow? What makes us different is we're going to do ancient wisdom practices. I'm going to freely give you all the templates and worksheets that I'm at liberty to give you that I've collected over the years that are mine. We're going to work with teaching skills so you can practice your own teaching and your own testing out the waters of your own programs, networking, group support, mentoring. We're going to have guest experts. Some of the ones we have coming up is Sandra Ingerman is going to teach us about actually doing a community ceremony. Suzanne Fagel is going to talk to us about writing a 1-hour workshop. We have Stephanie Gunning who's going to talk to us about self-publishing. My virtual assistant is going to show us about what you want to farm out and what you want to keep, and how to work with simple publishing techniques. And then like Canva and other graphic things. We're going to have a wind card book study, and we're going to do ceremony, and we are going to that umami. We're going to have that alchemy. So these are some of the people who are going to be speaking with us. And then, so one of the things is I have a bonus offer that if you sign up by midnight, I'm going to do small group strategies of 6 to 8 people. And the reason it's going to be small group is because other people are going to either have done that or doing something similar. And you're going to bounce off of each other in order to support each other. The Building Authentic Relationship program is part of this gift, and a lifetime membership into the Wind Mastery Group if you sign up by Saturday midnight. All right. People say, how do I sign up? So go over to thepracticalshaman.com, and on the front page, there's a nice graphic that says Community University, the one that I was showing you. Hold on. And click on that. And it will take you to the Community University page where you can see what we're going to be doing. And also, you can take a peek around the library before I start to take it and lock it down with membership sites and all. All of that information is there. And if you have any questions about this, please feel free to email me, Renee at The Practical Shaman, or message me on Facebook. And let's get this year off started to build your tribe, build your community, because you are a community leader. Okay, I'm Renee, and I'm the Practical Shaman, and I am so excited to take you on this journey.